So here we have an example of a scatter plot and display where I can sort of show you how some of the variables, data variables, get mapped into the actual display, which is here the scatter plot, where you see all these little colored rectangles. And we have two dimensions. In the horizontal direction we have the year, and in the vertical direction we have a rating. What are we looking at here? This is what's referred to as a star field representation, or a scatter plot, and we're looking at the contents of a very large database of films. And this application is called the Film Finder, and it was originally developed in 1993, but it illustrates some principles very nicely in terms of the relationship between the display and the controls. So in the right hand side you see multiple sliders for title, for actor, for actress, director, and length, and ratings. And at the bottom of the display you see a legend in terms of what the different colors represent. So you can also sub-select and say I only want to look at drama or mystery or the combination of multiple sort of genres of movies. So in terms of the data that we have about these different films, is one is when was the film made and what is its rating. And so the designers decided the two most important variables are when is a film made and what is its rating, and that's what the two dimensions are for the scatter plot. There's also other dimensions about the data: the title, the actor, the actress, the director, the length, and also the genre of the movie, which is then here encoded by using color coding. And if you remember when we talked about the visual system, using color for categorical data, type of the things is actually good use of it. Now here there are 9 different genres that are being made explicit, and that's in a way pushing the what you can do with color coding. That's sort of the upper limit in terms of how people are able to distinguish different colors and be able to remember which type or category they're related to. Now the thing is that when you do interact with the slider, the display will automatically update, and similarly if you do an interaction within the display, the scatter plot, it will also update the sliders.